good food, good drink, and good company. It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast with your host, Celtic American musician Mark Gunn. Pull up a chair, sláinte. Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and let's see who that was. Tullamore Celtic Band with Banished Misfortune, Red Admiral Butterfly, and it's from their CD, Tullamore Celtic Band. Welcome, and I hope you are... Oh, I'm spilling stuff all over the place. I hope you're doing great. It's been a while since I last published a Pub Songs Podcast. I was hoping to get one out while I was in Scotland. Just didn't happen. I had too much going on, and I haven't even transferred all the music that I recorded in Scotland onto my computer yet, so a lot more stuff that I need to do. However, I have a lot of news, a lot of news for you, and so I think I'm going to jump straight into that, starting right now. Well, first off, you might have noticed a few weeks back I announced that I was getting married. Well, it was a little bit more than that. I was actually... am now married. Yesterday, or Saturday, what day was that? Saturday, my fiance and I, and now wife, Gwen, we got together and had a very tiny little wedding ceremony with a few friends and some family. here in Louisiana, trying to keep it small, simple. We were originally going to elope, and then said, you know, we have some good friends here. They volunteered to host it at their house. So lo and behold, we had a great little celebration. I thank you all for your well wishes. A lot of people had asked me, so are you registered? And I said, well, no, we didn't register for the wedding because there was something else that also came up. In fact, Gwen and I are having a baby in October. October 24th is the due date of Heather Kinsey Gunn. If you want to celebrate our wedding or our baby, well, you can. There's a registry number in the show notes. We would love it if you would go help us out by buying something. As an independent musician, I am not overwhelmed with money and such. And so having a baby in my family is, I'm so excited to have. Oh, I can't wait. But I could use some help financially. And that means if you'd like to make a donation to this podcast, you know, if you enjoy this show, go register a gift, something small. It doesn't have to be anything big. Or you can do something really big. We would love it. So thank you all very much. And while I'm on that topic, I should also point out that my new CD, Kilted for Her Pleasure, is coming out in August, late August, and you can still sponsor the album. And I also made a little change. You know, if you notice, there's the t-shirts that say Kilted for Her Pleasure. When you sponsor the album, you get one of those. However, you could also take a pic and get something else, which is Corseted for His Pleasure. It's a new shirt that I was working with my friend at generationsofart.com, Lisa, and she came up with this idea based on my shirt and said, let's do it together. We'll work those two shirts together, and I'm going to give those away as an alternative for those who want to support the album and don't want to kilt it for his pleasure shirt. So please, head over to yearofthekilt.com, sponsor the album. The sponsorships will only last until June 30th. That means you only have 2 weeks to go, and I would greatly appreciate it. Every little bit helps, especially now as I have a little baby coming along the way. All right, let's get into some music. Here is a song from Kilted for Her Pleasure. It is The Sailboat Armada by yours truly, with an accordion performed by Hugh Morrison at hughmorrison.com. Supper time was over as we left the pub and crossed the bay, when we saw a frightful sight. The day turned into night, an invasion like none you've ever seen. The sails fluttered with many colors, boat captains preppy clean, wearing Hawaiian print shirts, sandals and dock shorts. Just like a yuppie convention out at sea. The sailboat armada, as the wind swept the salt breeze. From the seven seas I've roamed, no worse terror I've ever known than 300 yacht club members out at sea. Five ships led the race to dry dock, like America's cup for the win. When a bikini-breasted lass stepped up to the mast and was knocked on her ass by the shifting wind. The sailboat armada, as the wind swept the salt breeze. The seven seas I've roamed, no worse terror I've ever known than 300 yacht club members out at sea. I survived the sailboat armada, ne'er more will I venture to sea. Now on Memorial Day I paint yachts for yuppies to hit rocks, as a silent war against rich conformity. The silver armada, as the wind swips all breeze. In the seven seas I roam, no worse terror I've ever known than 300 yacht club members out at sea. The silver armada, as the wind swips all breeze. On the seven seas I roam, no worse terror I've ever known. 300 yacht club members out at sea.
Thank you. 'Twas Billy the banksman who gave us the wire. They're closing our colliery down. Oh, we didn't believe him, we called him a liar. The redundancy letters came round. As we read them in silence, I choked back the tears. It was hard to believe after 25 years. Farewell, my companions, my friends and my workmates, farewell. The coal face, the oil and the crack. Oh, we gave them our best years, now they paid us back. By making us yesterday's men, sure as hell. By making us yesterday's men. So we said our goodbyes by the colliery gate on cold Friday evening last year. I saw it all there in the eyes of my mates, the anger, the sadness, the fear. Like our fathers before us, we worked down the mine, and we fought back the bitterness burning inside. Farewell, my companions, my friends and my workmates, farewell. The coal face, the oil and the crack. We gave them our best years, now they paid us back. By making us yesterday's men, sure as hell. By making us yesterday's men. Now the coal board said, sure, we'll give a few bob. After all, son, it's only your right. But how long does it last when you're out of a job? From now things are gonna be tight. How well I remember it cut like a knife. I was never a day on the dole in my life. Farewell, my companions, my friends and my workmates, farewell. The coal face, the oil and the crack. Oh, we gave them our best years, now they paid us back. By making us yesterday's men, sure as hell. By making us yesterday's men. Now the coal face lies silent, the pit wheels are still. The coal dust lies high on the floor. The lockers lay empty, the showers are dry, and they padlocked the washery door. And I'm on the scrubby for 9:39, just one of a hundred shot down in my prime. Farewell, my companions, my friends and my workmates, farewell. The coal face, the oil and the crack. Oh, we gave them our best years, now they paid us back. By making us yesterday's men, sure as hell. By making us yesterday's men.
Out in the driving wind and the pier. fierce and pouring rain. But God is watching over me, and I'm coming home again. Well, I'll do all that I can, but time may fall. There's something in my blood that isn't very plain at all. Well, I promise my fair lass, I will try the best I can. But please remember this, I am a seafaring man. Wind and the piercing pouring rain. But Jenny B, she's watching over me, and I'm a coming home again. And again. Well, I'll do all that I can, but I may fall. There's something in my blood that isn't very plain at all. Well, I promise my fair lass, I will try the best I can. But please remember this, I am a seafaring man.
And that was Seafaring Man by the Barley Boys from their CD The Days of Abundance. Before that was The Hule and the Crack by Celtic Spirit. It's a track I found on mp3.com many, many years ago. The band is no longer around, so I hope you liked that as much as I did. Before that was A Hawk Took Flight by Brian Thomas from Prairie Rain. You can find links to all these artists in my show notes at pubsong.com. Some booking news. I have a lot of shows coming up this summer, starting off on June 24th in New Orleans at Fairgrinds Coffee House. I'd love to see you out there. But next is July 3rd in Indianapolis at In Conjunction. July 16th is Savannah, Georgia. That was the Lawson House concert. Originally, that was scheduled for this coming Saturday. It has been delayed, and I was trying to organize a little tour, and I still am. I have a follow-up show in Crestview, Florida, that's another house concert, but I would love to find something on the 15th and maybe the 18th. If you are in Georgia or Florida and would like to, preferably northern Florida, and would like to host a house concert or help me book a pub gig or something, or maybe even Alabama, Mississippi, wherever, I would love it if you could help me pull together a show. Oh, and then, of course, on August 7th, the weekend of August 7th, I'll be in Gen Con, Indianapolis, with the great Luke Ski. We're going to do a couple shows back to back. It'll be well worth checking out. I am very, very pleased to announce that on the first weekend of September, I will be at Dragon Con. It's not officially on the website, but I've unofficially heard through the Filk track that I will be included at Dragon Con in Atlanta, Georgia, first weekend of September. So I hope you will come join me there. I got some special, super special news about that coming up in the next show next week. So stay tuned for that. You really want to listen to this. This is going to be really cool. Of course, if you want me to come to your town, you can make a demand on Eventful, eventful.com/Mark Gunn. Meantime, let's finish up the show with one more track from Robert D. Grapple. It is from his CD, Harp on It. This is the William Tell Overture performed on the Otter Harp. Thank you all very much for listening. Again, go to the show notes at pubsong.com to find out more. And you can also see what's happening with me in the news, like being played on Wander Radio and the Daily Cat Diary. All right, I'll talk to you soon. Here is the William Tell Overture by Robert D. Grapple. Thank you very much. Sláinte. Thank you. Songs Podcast is produced by the godfather of Celtic music online, Mark Gunn. Post your feedback on our website at pubsong.com. And as always, support the independent musicians who support this podcast. Buy their CDs and tell them you heard them at pubsong.com. Sláinte.